This is Toronto, and if you want to see the best in world cinema, then you have certainly picked the right city. The Toronto Real Asian International Film Festival will celebrate its 13th year as Canada's premier showcase of contemporary Asian cinema. This year's festival, running from November 11th to 15th, will present 49 East-Southeast Asian titles from 14 different countries. The lineup includes a number of highly anticipated Canadian premieres, internationally acclaimed features, as well as shorts that hit close to home. Heather Kung is the festival's artistic director. I spoke with her last week about Real Asian and what it will offer this year. Heather, what can we expect to see at Real Asian this year?
You can expect to see a whole lot. We actually have a great lineup, a very dynamic lineup with a diverse selection of films. Our focus is on East Asian and Southeast Asian films and videos. And, you know, we're opening this year with Overheard, which is a Hong Kong blockbuster. It's an exciting cop drama. And then we also have other works, such as The Centerpiece, which is Red Heroine, which is going to be featuring a live score by Devil Music Ensemble. And this film is from China, from the 1920s, and it's the only surviving silent film. I could tell you more, but...
Yeah, I was going to actually ask you about Red Heroine. I understand it was banned in China.
Yes, this is a complicated story, and I think you have to have sort of a degree in film history and understanding what was going on in China at that time and why it was banned during the Cultural Revolution. But these were, in the 1920s, these were very popular films. This is a wushu film, sort of the art of hand and sword.
It's sort of like an early kung fu film, correct?
Exactly. It's a kung fu film, very, very early kung fu film, you know, with flying people and swords and magic and hyper-fictionalized mythology. So this is a fantastical film with, you know, one of the main characters is called White Monkey, and there's this buck-tooth sort of militant. And the film itself was part of a whole 13-part serial that was really popular culture. It was sort of an export. It was very kind of lowbrow entertainment. And so during the Cultural Revolution, films, this type of fiction was banned. And this is a subject matter that we've covered at Real Asian before in the past. Is certain art forms during the Cultural Revolution that were over-fictionalized or not for the purpose of the state were somewhat dismissed as art forms. This is the only surviving copy. Only surviving one of the 13-part serial. So it's the Canadian premiere, and we're really excited about that.
That's absolutely amazing. What are some of the other films that will be shown this year?
Well, we have a whole slew of them. We have, you know, from 14 different countries from Asia. We have a number of films, and, you know, some from Malaysia, Thailand, Indonesia. Another big one for us this year is called Breathless. It's by director Yang Ik Jun. He actually started as an actor. This is his debut writing, directing piece, and this is going to be for our closing night on the Sunday, November the 15th, and he actually is the main character within the film, and it's a very complicated piece that I think resonates in a very personal and deep way. It's a very, I guess, intimate and violent film. And I think it's one of the most complicated films I've seen in years that kind of addresses some of these more complicated issues about domestic violence and growing up with violence. So I'm really excited about this film, and he's coming here from Korea. We're bringing him here to Toronto, so he's going to be here for the premiere of that.
Now, you're showing films that are made by Canadian filmmakers with Asian backgrounds and films that are made by Asian filmmakers. Is there a difference between the Canadian films and the Asian films, or do all these films at this festival focus on similar subjects, themes, and issues, regardless of where the filmmaker is from?
Well, the issues are quite broad. Like I was saying, you know, we have films from all over the world, and they are in some way, of course, in an artistic programming sense, they do come together in addressing issues about Asian people and Asian people living in Asia, around the world, and of course in Canada. How Canadian work distinctly stands out is that there's often a conversation about what it's like for Asian people here in Canada, and that sort of that space in between being of Asian descent but also being also very Canadian. One of the works we're showing is the world premiere of Toronto-based director Keith Locke. His work is called The Ache. It's featuring an all Toronto cast, and you know, co-written by Louise Back, who's also in Toronto. This story is about an Asian Canadian, a Chinese Canadian family, who are living just in the suburbs and are living kind of everyday lives, and the father owns a restaurant, and what happens is a fox spirit who is in love with the father comes to haunt the family, and it turns into this whole sort of fiction that's based on this very traditional notion of a fox spirit. So it takes place here in Canada, and you know, there's snow scenes and there's suburban scenes, and then this sort of woman who's coming to haunt this family is of a different world. And so these are types of issues that you could see in this sort of bridging of the Eastern and Western influences with pop culture and traditional elements, etc. So does that answer your question?
Yes, absolutely. And when it comes to the whole Canadian film industry, sort of what how many filmmakers and people involved with it would you say are from the South Asian community?
In the Canadian film landscape, the Canadian film industry is in the mainstream culture still as many Asian Canadian talents as we're showcasing and that I see in Toronto and in Canada. There's still only a small percentage of that influence and that representation within mainstream film, video, broadcast for the general audiences. So we have a huge percentage of Asian Canadian work at the festival, but that's not necessarily reflected in I guess everyday general public. They don't have that access to that kind of work.
Mm-hmm. So do you find that the film festival, the Real Asian Film Festival, and maybe actors like Sandra Oh help shine a light on that particular area of the film industry?
Definitely. I mean, it's great to see artists who are and talents who are making it and drawing attention to, especially someone like Sandra Oh, who doesn't kind of replay into these fictionalized stereotypes, but has made her own and distinct sort of character roles that are not creating these portraits of Asian people as being so distinctly separate or foreign to North America, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely it is important to have these Canadian talents who are talking about the issues but of Asian people, but not necessarily just from Asia.
Well, let's get back to this year's festival. One of the events that occurs during the festival is the Industry Series. Could you tell us what that entails?
The Industry Series is intended to support mid-career emerging and as well as established directors. It's a professional development-based series that focuses on creating networks, networking opportunities, mentorship, as well as workshops, panels to these filmmakers. Some of the panels themselves focus on things like financing for feature film or business affairs, but other things, other parts of the industry series is also things like our So You Think You Can Pitch competition, which is an $18,000 competition for services at Charles Street Video, which is a Toronto-based production house, to support the new work of a filmmaker. So the filmmaker is going to go up on stage, pitch their script, pitch their story, and there's going to be an independent jury that's going to evaluate the story and award one of the pitch contestants the $18,000 at Charles Street Video.
And I know you've been doing the industry series for a few years now. Have any of the pitches that have been brought up been actually made into films?
Absolutely. They actually all have been. And this year we're showing two of them. So last year's two award winners, June Chua and Christine Alexu, have a new short documentary called Travels with My Brother. And Ian Tucson also has a work that's going to be showing with The Ache, which I just spoke about. And this work he also completed and is going to be premiering at the festival.
And if people would like more information about this year's festival, where can they go?
They can visit our website at reelasian.com, and that's R-E-E-L, asian.com. And all the information is available on the website.
Well, Heather, thanks so much for taking the time out, and best of luck with the festival this year.
Great. Thank you so much.
Heather Kung is the artistic director for the Toronto Real Asian International Film Festival. This year's festival will take place from November 11th to 15th. For showtimes, tickets, theater locations, and more information, please visit www.reelasian.com. That's reelasian.com, all one word. That's all for this episode of This is Toronto. Questions and comments can be sent by email. The address is thisistorontopodcast@yahoo.ca. You could also post a comment on the website, thisistorontopodcast.blogspot.com. And don't forget about the Facebook group. I'm Eric Rosenheck. Thanks for listening.